Right back to the hotline, and I've been practicing this all show long. On February 19th at Lorain County Community College's Stocker Arts Center, it's the Ballet Folklorico Nacional de Mexico de Silvia Lozano. And hopefully I can get that right at least a couple more times. And here to tell us more about that show, we've got both Erica Foley and Esther Lozano on the hotline with us. Guys, thank you so much for the time today. How are you?
Thank you for having us.
Well, how are you?
So far, so good. And hopefully you guys get a lot of cooperation from Mother Nature next Wednesday when you guys are in town for the show. So for those who maybe haven't had the chance to read about or see this show in person, what kind of show will we see when we head on down to the Stocker Arts Center next Wednesday on February 19th?
It's a ballet folklorico show. Our dances, music, and costumes from Mexico.
Very nice. And it sounds like there are a lot of different elements involved with the show. As far as I understand it, the show tours with 20 different dancers and 12 different musicians. What can you tell us about the performers involved with the show?
Well, as you said, we are 20 dancers. They perform all the show. They make quick changes. And the musicians play all the show from different states.
Now,
we have mariachi. We have mariachi. We have jarocho. We have bands, musicians, all of them from Mexico City.
Now, of the 12 musicians, what kinds of musicians are we talking about here? What instruments will be played at the show as well?
Well, they are playing guitars, some Mexican guitars like jarana, like vihuela, the simple guitar, trumpet, sax. Drums, we have a big drum that is called tambora, also the harp, and cymbals, another drum that is we call tarola.
Which is a snare, I believe, in English.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, and also costumes, I know, are a really big part of the presentation, too. What can you tell us about the costumes?
Well, we always make original costumes. We have costumes from Oaxaca state. We have costumes from Yucatan state. And all those are original costumes. We always take care of that part. And we have from Jalisco too. We have costumes from, I don't remember now. They are handmade. Mm-hmm.
Very, very cool. Again, we are speaking with Erica Foley and Esther Lozano at the Ballet Folklorico Nacional de Mexico de Silvio Lozano. Boy, it's going to be tough to say that 10 times fast, but we've talked about a lot of the elements of the show, and I know that this show certainly is taken on the task of spreading, preserving, and promoting the culture of Mexico, both at home and abroad. How do you think this show does that?
We always take care of those elements. Always take care of bringing to the stage dances, music, and costumes as they are. And we put a little more spectacular, more embroidery, so they can look nicer.
Now, as I understand it too, this is a show that has certainly been around for quite some time in some form or fashion, I believe, since 1960. Is that correct?
Yes.
So over the last 60 years, how has this whole thing grown?
Well, we have visited almost all the world. We have been touring in Europe, in Asia, in Japan, America, South America, Well, we have presentations, we have performances in Mexico City for congresses, private events for weddings, a lot of those things.
The company's performed in over 50 countries on 5 continents. You guys have won several awards and prizes as well. What I find fascinating, too, is that certainly you've done some international tours, but you've performed in traditional theater settings, stadiums, arenas, and parks. How does the setting kind of change the way that you guys do things from show to show?
Well, our choreographies, all those can be used in arenas, for example, four fronts, we used to say it like that. In one front, like theaters, we participate in parades also. All our choreographies are made for that thing. We only readjust them.
Now, this is part of a pretty substantial tour that you guys will have going on all throughout the spring. The tour itself started just about a month ago in New Mexico. It'll take you guys all the way into Florida at the end of March. And next week, when you guys are here in Elyria, that's almost right smack dab in the middle of this United States tour. So tell us about this tour and why you guys are so excited about it.
Because after 27 years, we came back to the United States, and we come back here very excited too, to show all the people our culture, to show all the people our traditions and our people.
Very nice. Well, of course, the show, as we mentioned, is Wednesday, February the 19th. It takes place at the Hoke Theater in the Stocker Art Center. 7:30 is when everything gets going. Tickets are available at the Stocker Art Center box office. You can also visit the Stocker Art Center website as well at StockerArtCenter.com. That's StockerArtCenter.com. Erica and Esther, we appreciate the time. Thank you guys both so much for stopping by to tell us about the show next week. And we certainly hope that we get great weather and everybody's able to come out and enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. We look forward to seeing y'all soon.
Thank you.